Our Jefferson West locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tapman with you. We're now joined by Jeff West boys basketball coach. That is Joe Smith. And there is a lot to dive into here after what went on at Hiawatha on Tuesday night. The Tigers winning 39-37. It wasn't about just winning the game, coach, and there's so much to dissect here, but less than a second to go, you guys are down one. It was Tucker Holthouse who had to throw the ball in 90 feet full length of the floor, pinpoint a pass to Connor Rich in the deep corner, catch and shoot as quick as possible. His desperation heave goes in, and you guys win it. And we talk a little bit before we come on the air here about how just that's one of the craziest things that we have really ever seen at just really any level of basketball. You know, take us through that final seconds, drawing that play up, and just how it was perfectly executed.
That is one of the craziest things I've probably ever been a part of as far as basketball goes, and I've been around a lot of basketball. But credit to our guys for executing and really staying in the moment and staying in the game and, you know, not letting their heads get down and, you know, start pouting when things didn't go our way towards the end. But, we called a timeout before. They made two big free throws right before that happened. Made both of them to put them up one, called a timeout, and just kind of drew up basically two guys coming off of screens at half court, and Tucker Holthouse, who threw it in, is actually the quarterback on the football team. So I figured that would be his bright shining moment right there.
Right.
He made a really good pass. Connor was able to catch it and get a shot off, and he made it. And that was a huge moment for our guys and for our program, and just a big momentum boost for us.
Was there any question of did he get the shot off in time? There was a 0.4, I believe, was on it. Was there any question with the ref after that shot went in that maybe he didn't get it off in time, or was it pretty clear cut?
I plead the fifth on the time as far as what happened with the clock, but the refs didn't even discuss it. They counted it and said it was good. So, like I said, we'll take them however we can get them.
Well, we'll talk about a little bit more down what we have left here for you guys here in the final two games. But want to mention as well, Sports in Kansas tweeted out that video. If you haven't seen it, we have it on our Twitter page as well, at Kansaland Sports. If you want to see it, we do have that video up of that final heave and shot for Jeff West winning that game. One more question on that. How often is that scenario, that kind of play, actually practiced?
We haven't worked on that at all. We do a lot of situational stuff in practice, towards the end. I mean, especially coming into games. But most of that stuff is, you know, up to with 30 seconds left or down. You know, it's just, you know, more common situations, but we've never worked on anything like that before at practice. I mean, we've worked on some last second shots, but that's typically out of bounds plays or, just, you know, get the ball in and, you know, quick sets to get, you know, to get a game-winning shot, but nothing of that nature. But credit to Hiawatha because, they played a really, really good game as well. And we, neither team really scored the ball. I mean, it was a low-scoring game. Neither team really scored the ball well offensively. It was a lot of defense being played, and guys missed a lot of shots for both teams. But and I know I say this a lot, but I mean, all of our games, we get a lot of practice this year on close games and finishing games because that was a situation that we really didn't even need to be in or shouldn't have been in because we were up seven with, you know, less than 2 minutes left in the game. So, I mean, we should have been able to close that out. But I mean, it's another learning experience for us.
Yeah, for sure. And again, just an incredible finish, and you guys are able to get that win 39-37. Now you set your sights on the final two games of the regular season. Friday, you get Nemaha Central before a non-league tilt Tuesday against a very good Baldwin team. Obviously, you carry that momentum after a win, but a familiar team in Nemaha Central who nipped you up the first time, 53-39 in early January. What's kind of the expectation for this second go-around with Nemaha Central?
That's been one of our goals going into this year. I make our guys set individual goals and team goals, and we share those goals with one another just to, you know, make it more so of, you know, I'm not trying to accomplish things just for me, but I mean I'm trying to help, you know, I'm trying to help my brothers accomplish their goals too. And one of our goals, and we haven't, you know, succeeded on all of them, but of our goals was to, at worst, split with everyone that we play in the Big Seven. So this is a like another opportunity for us to, you know, to try to accomplish one of those goals and getting a split here with Nemaha. So, but that won't be easy. It'll be a good test for us. They got, you know, big guys in the middle, and their guard play is really good. And as always, I mean, they really, really like just a sound, fundamental discipline team. And, you know, they're not going to let you speed them up, and they won't, you know, do anything out of character, really. They'll stay within what they're good at. So that'll be a good test for us.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith, after the incredible finish to their game on Tuesday night, 39-37, a desperation heave and shot at the buzzer goes in. Again, you could see that video on our Twitter page. If you got one, check it out at Kansaland Sports. It was an absolutely incredible finish. But now the Tigers get set for Nemaha Central on Friday before wrapping up the regular season on Tuesday at home against, again, a very good Baldwin squad. Coach, we appreciate it. Again, congrats on that thrilling win on Tuesday night, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, absolutely. You have a good one.